FEMA now has a disaster recovery center open in the Gulf Coast region of Mississippi. The center is in an abandoned Kmart in a strip mall in Ocean Springs. It will allow the survivors of Katrina to make contact with government agencies that can provide assistance with housing, unemployment, loans, and other long-term needs. NPR's David Shaper reports from Ocean Springs.
Right off the bat, after walking in the door, those looking for answers found very few.
Do you have any idea how long away it is?
Not a clue. Not a clue.
The two police officers at the door of this cavernous, bland-looking, and almost completely empty space can only direct people to the end of the line. FEMA representatives do explain the process. They tell people they'll wait in line to register and then move on to the small folding tables set up on the other side of the room, where representatives from FEMA and other federal and state agencies offer advice and phones that link them with still more government agencies. FEMA spokesman Gene Romano.
This facility gives people an opportunity to sit down and talk face-to-face with someone if they wish to. They're not required to come here. But it is a center. We know that many people still don't have phone service. We have phones here. We know that many people have called and applied, and they're trying to follow up on where their application is. Or they want to sit down, and they're business owners. They want to sit down with the Small Business Administration and start that process.
Some come in already frustrated with the overall government response to the disaster, like Colleen and Ronnie Foster of D'Aberville, who had a tough time even finding the center.
Because we were sent to three different places before we got here. And there, right here, you have to register for a number, and then you get on a phone and call them, they say. You know, what sense does that make?
Others walk in angry. To them, FEMA is a four-letter word. Mark Matthews is from Gulfport.
Well, I kind of like homeless. I got a disabled son. I can't get no help around here. It's taking these people a freaking week to get in here. It took them 3 days to get water and ice into us. I mean, what the hell? I mean, they need to get in here and start putting the trailers up. You got people here who lost everything. I need housing. Need food. I guess I'll never take this for granted again.
There's a sense in much of southern Mississippi, particularly along the Gulf Coast, that they've been slighted in the response and relief effort by the federal government, overshadowed by the chaos and crisis in New Orleans. Some even suggest the local relief effort has put a disproportionate amount of resources into the bigger cities of Gulfport and Biloxi, with less aid coming to small towns like Ocean Springs. But many of those coming into the Disaster Recovery Center today, the first full day it's open, are patient while waiting in line almost 2 hours because they are relieved to see that at least some process toward providing long-term assistance is finally underway. Steve Gale says he has no beef with FEMA.
All week I've been getting numbers and calling numbers and not being able to get in touch with nobody or getting disconnected. And they got set up here. Now I can come here and see somebody in person, and it's going to be hard for them to dodge me in person. They can dodge me on the phone all they want, but they can't dodge me in person, which is great. They finally set up here. I can at least find out some answers and find out what direction I got to go to do what I got to probably get done, if there's anything.
And some, like William Oliver, are even sympathetic to beleaguered FEMA.
Well, I think they're getting a bad rap because of the placement. It's just open. They're not fully staffed. They're trying to open up. Maybe tomorrow they have a full staff here, and they can help people more.
Oliver says he's here just to get the ball rolling, to begin what he knows will be a long, long recovery for him and everyone else here on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. Many will be happy with whatever they can get. In the words of one woman waiting in line, when you're homeless and have lost everything, anything will do. David Shaper, NPR News in Ocean Springs, Mississippi.